Well, my first guest in this second hour of the program is the skipper of Fremantle's AFLW side, and unfortunately today suffering their first loss of the season, Brisbane with a pretty gritty win, 3-7-25 to 1-8-14. Cara Antonio, thanks so much for your time. Disappointing, of course, to have the first loss of the season. How did you see it?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it was... I suppose one of those days on reflection, things just didn't go our way. We obviously missed, vital opportunities up forward and didn't obviously hit the scoreboard with the major until the last quarter. And to Brisbane's credit, they came out hard. Their pressure was way better than ours. And we pride ourselves on our pressure and being able to turn the ball over and pounce on opposition. And we weren't able to do that today.
Yeah, the missed opportunities, that's the one, isn't it? I mean, seven behinds to three-quarter time. It makes it tough, obviously, from that position because you've been so good this season in terms of hitting the scoreboard.
Oh, it does, yeah. If you don't, I think in the short format, you know, we don't play long quarters. If you miss your opportunities, it's really hard to kind of peg those ones back. And it's usually the team that take their opportunities and hit the scoreboard early and pressure the opposition that will win the game, and we saw that happen today. Yeah, 7 points with seven scoring opportunities probably isn't going to win you a game at halftime. So we'll reassess during the week, and we'll have a look, obviously review the game, and be ready to pounce next Sunday, which we're really excited for already.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that in just a moment. But you mentioned it there with the missed opportunities. You did kick a goal. Roxy Roo kicked a really good goal from long range with about a minute and a half to go. And remarkably, given how many missed opportunities you had earlier, you were still right in it. And you had a minute and a half to try and get that goal. What was going through your head at that stage after Roxy kicked that major?
Yeah, I think she surprised herself, to be honest. I actually said to her, just go back. If you think you can have a shot. Yeah, have one. And I think she was caught in two minds, but got on the end of it. It was a booming kick down that end. Yeah, my thoughts were, she was like, we're goal will win it here. So, as a forward line, we wanted to really attack, run into the kind of stoppage and try and win the ball out with our mids. But, I mean, yeah, again, to Brisbane's credit, I think they won all the centre clearances looking at the stats. They won that important one, got it forward and hit the scoreboard again, which was, yeah, obviously extremely disappointing from our point of view. But, just felt, again, as I said at the start, things just did not go our way. And to Brisbane's credit, they deserved the win. They pressured us, they played harder, and they hit the scoreboard when they needed to.
Now, I hope you take this in the right way. I was having a discussion with Michael Barlow before, and he said that he had heard or believed around the league that Fremantle are the most disliked team in the competition from the other teams because of how hard you play and how successful you've been over the last little while. Do you feel like the other teams have really been hunting you this season because of the success you've had and the good season that you had last year?
I'll definitely take that as a compliment if that's the truth. yeah, look, I think we're known for our pressure. We're known for hitting teams hard and making teams feel uncomfortable when they play us. And I suppose we knew that coming into this season and even the last couple of weeks that we were going to be the hunted. We obviously have had a really successful run, winning 11 on the trot. And we knew, teams wanted to beat us and we had a target on our back. So we'll take that as a compliment. But I think it's definitely a motivating factor for teams coming over here, especially that they want to knock us off. And Brisbane obviously got the 4 points today and did it quite well. So, again, we need to reassess, what went wrong and how we can, I suppose, adapt and change things for next weekend, which we definitely will. We hit the ground running at training and we'll get to, obviously take on the Eagles again this Sunday, which will be really good.
Disappointing for the winning streak to come to an end at 11. I believe you'd maybe played in 14 in a row, I think I'd seen on social media.
What was that one? Sorry, how many in a row?
I think you'd played in 14 wins in a row.
Yes, because I did miss the Carlton game out the final, actually, due to injury. So we actually had a few girls today say that they'd never lost a game. So this was their first loss. So, I mean, the first couple of years were a bit tough. We'd only won a couple of games. So definitely don't like the feeling. The feeling of winning is much better. But, again, look, we're lucky that we've had a bit of a wake-up call now, and it's in the middle of the season, and we can really regroup during the week and hopefully hit the ground running and have a strong second half of the season leading into the important end.
So you think the adage of it's the loss that you had to have to kick you into this next part of the season?
Oh, I think so. It's been all teams across the league and all players across the league, this uncertainty of not knowing what's going to happen next weekend or the next day, even with this world pandemic, has been quite challenging for most girls, and organising work and all those kinds of things. It's been tiring, I'm not going to lie. And, Brisbane adapted quicker to us today, and it's definitely the mentality that, look, we know what we're capable of. We're definitely capable of a lot better than what we, showed up to today. And I think that's the positive. We know we can bounce back, and we've got that opportunity next weekend coming. So we'll take that with both hands and hit the ground running during the week.
We certainly had the wood over West Coast, and that fixture confirmed about an hour ago that it is going to be a big doubleheader next Sunday with the AFLW game first up in prime time, and then the men will follow after that. 35,000 people are going to be there this time, so it'll be a bit different to the last derby. I hope the weather's a little bit better as well, but the whole team must be excited about that.
Yeah, well, the first thing I did was check the weather. I think it's going to be 29 or 30. So perfect.
Good. No rain.
No rain. It was not fun to play in a few weeks back for both teams, for either team, and probably a really, not a nice game to watch either on the TV. So, look, we're really excited again to have another opportunity to take on the Eagles in another derby this year. For WA fans, both sides as well, I think they'll be pretty excited. And hopefully, the more that we can get there, the better for AFLW, but also to back up with the men's game after us. So, we're really excited. It's definitely my favourite game of the year, the derby, and we're lucky enough to have two this year. So we definitely won't waste it, and we'll definitely be rocking up ready to go.
And with a big crowd there, it's going to be excellent. Now, Cara, my hard-working producer's done his research today, and he does tell me that it might be your birthday today.
Yes, it is. Yep. Nothing seems to get slipped through to the keeper anymore. Yeah, it's my birthday. not obviously the birthday that I wanted. The win would have been nice. But look, as I said to the girls, I'm really proud of, I suppose, the last kind of true season, at least a season and a half that we've had, and to win 11 on the trot is, you don't see that very often, and I'd rather, lose with the group that we've got down at Fremantle than win it with any other team, and I'm very proud to lead them out every single week. So, look, wasn't our day today, but we'll regroup, and we're a strong, resilient group, and we're ready to take on the Eagles next Sunday. It should be a blockbuster.
Well, happy birthday from everyone here involved in the show, and I'm sure all the listeners as well. How are you going to celebrate tonight, if you are?
Just came home actually from the game, and just watched the other AFLW game. So just a really low key one tonight, and heading into Crown tomorrow night for the night. So that'll be nice to kick the feet up. We've got Monday off, so we hit the track on Tuesday. So a couple of days off to recharge the batteries and get refreshed, ready for the week ahead.
Excellent. Well, you definitely deserve it. Happy birthday. Celebrate as much as you can tomorrow, of course, with the long weekend. And thanks so much for having a chat on the program.
Thanks, boys. Cheers. Thanks for having me.